Settle down in your armchair. Blandy's back for the Whistleblowers podcast with Brendan Bowers. It's 100% the sport you love.
And welcome to our weekly podcast on all things sport. It is the Whistleblowers, where we chat about what's been happening with Aussie sports people and teams overseas while catching up on our national and local sports. As we dig a little deeper into what they've been up to and what's been happening in sport locally, we'll have a look at the week ahead. Brendan Bowers, hello.
Hello, Andrew Bland.
How are you, sir?
I am very well, thanks.
Well, it is with a tinge of sadness that we do announce this is our final Whistleblowers podcast, Brendan, because you are moving on to greener pastures, are you not?
I am. I'm not leaving the sporting world, but I'm not even leaving the Bay.
No, he is, ladies and gentlemen, the new sports guy for Seven Local News, Brendan Bowers. We're going to be seeing a lot of you and hearing a lot of you.
Well, is that a good or a bad thing?
Well, you take it whichever way you want. No, I think it's fantastic, mate. It's something that you'd love to do, and it's something I'm sure you'll embrace and give 110%. So I wish you only the best.
Thanks, Mr. Bland.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, we'll kickstart our final Whistleblowers podcast with Olympics, mate. A record six Aussie boomers are receiving the perfect prep for this year's Paris Olympics.
Yes, six boomers currently playing in the NBA playoffs at the moment. Josh Giddey is leading the way with OKC, who today went through 4-0 in their series. So Congratulations to the Thunder. He's had to overcome a challenging season, obviously, with the off-field dramas and a few injuries. But well done to him, and also to Josh Green of the Dallas Mavericks, Dante Exum of the Mavericks, Patty Mills from the Heat, Tyson Daniels of the Pelicans. He's had a tough series. And, of course, Joe Ingles of the Orlando Magic.
Gee, we've produced some damn fine basketballers to play at the elite level. It's the best league in the world, is it not? Unless
it is.
You can enlighten me as to the best.
No, it's definitely the best.
Mm.
Definitely the best. There are some good leagues in Europe and of course, Australia. But, Dyson Daniels, who is the opposite end of the experience spectrum, is aiming to play at his first games. So, you know, there's some youth and some age in Joe Ingles and Patty Mills. So, should be a good chance.
So, kiddies, if you're listening and you want to make it in the big league, you just never know. Follow your dreams, I guess.
Exactly. Work hard and pursue your dreams.
Yeah. Golf, mate. The LIV Golf, which brings a different slant to the normal dare I say, stiff golf that we watch. It's still great. But yes. Even the attire that they wear, they look a bit more casual, don't
they?
Yeah,
the party holes and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the celebration afterwards. Did you see the shoey?
I didn't see the shoey, no.
I don't mind a drink.
Yeah,
but there's no way I'm not drinking out of a shoe.
No. I mean, I wouldn't drink out of my own shoe, let alone somebody else's. I don't care how happy I was or what I'd won. Who would know? Put me in that position where I've won a squillion bucks and maybe I would. I don't know.
Yeah, but a great weekend for Adelaide again, who turned it on.
What if Melbourne will pinch that from them?
Oh, probably. Probably. But again, congratulations to Brendan Steele, who won the singles tournament with 18 under. Followed by Louis, how do you say his name?
Louis Oosthuyssen. How's that?
Oosthuyssen? Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
And, of course, John Ram, Charles Schwartzel, Dean Bumster, and a few others were on 16. But it was our Aussies who won the teams championship.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's better than nothing, isn't it?
It took them three playoff holes to do it. Cam Smith blew too.
Yeah. And who are the other guys in the team?
Mark Leishman.
Leishman and Lucas Herbert.
Yep.
Yeah. Look, I like it. It is something a little different. There's a part of me torn, I guess, with the traditional, you know, it has gone its separate ways. And I guess guys have followed money, the Saudi money.
Followed money?
Yeah.
Wow, that's not money.
Yeah, it's serious money. I know. So, I don't know. In that regard, World Series cricket changed things, didn't it?
It did.
But I'm not sure golf needed that change. I don't know. I don't know enough about it.
Well, again, golf has a reputation, especially the USPGA, of keeping things in house and not actually giving the players as much as they should.
Okay, so maybe they've bought it on themselves in some ways.
Have.
As we move to the World Game, of course,
Do we have to?
Well, why not? Let's talk about what was a good fight back by your Tottenham.
Oh, I thought
Spurs.
We were talking about Man City. Congratulations.
Oh, Man City.
4-0 to Man City over.
Yeah, no, well, I didn't want to go there. But Liverpool still only get the 1 point, mate, against against West Ham.
All right, let's go to my team. Come on.
Okay. Well, they were up against Arsenal, who have been...
Top of the table.
They you know, sort of peaked out a little bit and weren't playing as well as... dropped a couple of games, perhaps they shouldn't. They come up against the... well, the biggest rivals, I think. You guys, along with the Gunners, have the biggest rival just about the comp.
We do, but we went down, unfortunately. In a tight one.
3-2. 3-2. And an own goal, too, didn't help.
No.
No. Chelsea, Aston Villa... was a 2-2, which is not a bad effort by Chelsea. They're struggling.
Yeah, they're doing
and
well.
Villa sitting where?
They're up in the fourth
position. I think they may well be third.
Who cares about the top four?
Okay, don't worry about
it. I don't care about the top four
because
anymore.
Because you guys will not be playing in the Champions League.
Great effort from Ange this year.
We'll move a little closer. Yeah, started off. Going great guns there. Just has fallen over a little bit. Anzac Day in the AFL started with an absolute cracker, mate. In front of 90-odd thousand, it was a draw between Collingwood and Essendon. And it was a great display of the game. It really was.
20 years after.
The draw. Did you see any of the game, Brendan?
No, unfortunately.
No?
I was at Allianz Stadium in Sydney
watching
the Roosters and St. George play on Anzac
Day.
Well,
boy, you should have gone further down the road, mate, because they had a cracking game there.
Well, look, I'm just going to take it to the side for a bit. What was very interesting was to see the number of people at the airport on that day travelling to Sydney and Melbourne all in their club gear.
Yeah, good on them.
It was amazing.
Good on them. And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It was.
Embracing that. Brisbane, they're struggling.
Wow.
They are struggling big time against GWS. It was a shellacking. So there's a lot of questions for the former premiership contenders, so it doesn't look like they'll be doing it this year. The Saints, not good enough against the Port Power by 10 points.
Wasn't unexpected. But
no, look, I thought it might have been more, but I think they were a bit offline with their kicking the power, so that left the door ajar, but it wasn't to be. And they lost a few players too. Adelaide, as you would imagine, too good for North Melbourne. Carlton and Geelong, that was a biggie on Saturday.
It was
was the Cats by 13 points. In the end, the Blues had their chances. Once again, bad kicking, bad footy, and they should have had a couple more on the board there. The Bulldogs, not good enough over Frio.
No.
The West Coast Eagles fought for some time against the Gold Coast Suns, but were overrun there at Carrara, and Sydney just demolishing the Hawks.
Yeah, again.
Not to be.
Yeah, they're going to have a tough year.
They are, I think. Now, what about the NRL, mate? We spoke about you heading off to Sydney.
Yeah, look, I am not a Roosters or a St. George supporter, but I can categorically say it is my favourite round of football to go and watch.
Is it really? Year. What about the score, though? 60-18. That must have been a little bit disappointing.
Look, if you'd predicted that before, you were joking.
Yeah.
You were joking. St. George have been in good form. The Roosters have been doing it a bit tough.
Mm. Was it disappointing it wasn't closer, though, as a spectacle?
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. But my wife's a Rooster supporter. So,
yep. So she was happy.
Very happy. So happy wife, happy life.
Absolutely.
But I have to give credit to Sam Walker, former Ipswich North junior.
Yep.
My old club.
Uh-huh.
And son of the famous Ben Walker. He was on fire. I have never seen a halfback display like that for many a year. It was back to the old style, play what's in front of you.
Yeah, good stuff. And you were there to witness it too.
I was there to witness it. And, of course, the Gold Coast.
I'm glad they won. I'm glad they had a win.
Again, if you tip that.
Yeah,
in New Zealand, wow.
Look, I know, but they've been thereabouts for a few weeks now, the Suns, and they just needed things to go their way, and it did over the weekend.
Yeah, so well done to them. And South Sydney, of course, were no match for Melbourne. Manly were too strong for Parramatta. And, of course, Brisbane were too strong for the West Tigers. Penrith snuck away with it. It was closer than it should have been. And Cronulla were very, very strong and dominant over the Raiders.
Well, they're sitting there on top of the ladder, are they not? And the Raiders, well, I don't know. Poor old Ricky in his 500th game as coach would be scratching his head going.
The forwards didn't stand up.
40-0? I mean, you can lose, but there's losses and losses.
Now, I've left the best to last, Blandy.
Go on.
I did travel down the road again, down the hallway.
Yes.
was going there fully expecting the loss.
So you went to the game?
Went to the game.
Okay, so you did two games.
Two games, sat in the members section of the Newcastle members section, and I saw all these people in Murra Undy shirts, like the town outside of Gundawindi.
Right.
I'm thinking, why are they there? And then I realised David Armstrong, the young fullback, was making his debut. And there was about 500 of them there.
Good on him.
And he scored his first try in front of that crowd.
That's magnificent. And they got the win too.
They got the Dolphins. It was a very happy trip home.
It was a good game?
It was a great game.
Okay.
Newcastle dug deep. And look, they were always in control, even though the score doesn't suggest it.
Mm.
And, they showed some real ticker.
Okay. All right. What about local sport, mate?
Oh, local sport. Oh, here we go.
Yes.
The Battle of the Bay. The Bombers, too strong for the Bay Power. 50
just,
to 47.
Just.
7-8, 50 to 6-11, 47.
What that does show is that they've evened up a little bit over the last couple of years.
It certainly does. And the Bulldogs were too strong for the Waves Eagles up in Bundy. And in the reserves, well, in the women first, the Waves were too strong for Brothers Bulldogs. And the Bombers got beaten by Bay Power. 7 straight, 42 to 4-1, 25.
7 straight. Can't do any better than that.
No, not at all. And in reserves, Brothers Bulldogs went down to Waves Eagles and the Bombers went down to the Pomona Demons.
The good old Pomona Demons, they are coming through, are they not? Hey?
They are. They started badly, but they've picked it up since then.
They breed them pretty tough there on the mountain, you know.
No,
around
they
do. Or the bottom of the mountain there at Pomona. All right, then, what about football?
Dune Villa and Fraser Flames, it was 3-2 in the men to the Magpies. Bingara went down to Sunbury 3-1. Corinthians were too strong for the Jets, 5-2. And Across the Waves defeated UPE 4-1.
Okay, rugby league.
In rugby league, Wallaroos went down to Brothers 26-18 up in Bundaberg after a great effort from the boys from Maryborough. Well, Hervey Bay Seagulls lost against West 34-18 and Waves defeated East Magpies 64-4.
Okay, so the Wallaroos just going down to Brothers there.
Yeah, look, I think Wallaroos are going to be there in about.
It just depends
on injuries and if they can keep the players on the paddock. I think they'll have a great season.
Okay, what have we got to look forward to this weekend?
Well, it is Labor Day weekend, so of course, in local sport, a lot of things shut down.
Mm-hmm.
There's buys in the senior men's in the AFL, but there are some reserves action. Bay Power are playing Maribor Bears in reserves and the Pomona Demons are up against Brothers. And in the women, Bay Power play Maribor Bears.
Okay. And we've got some hockey too.
No senior hockey. There's no senior footy this weekend.
Right.
There is some hockey, but none of the Premier League side. So there's Division 3, Division 2 and some under 16s. And there are some, there are some games. So get out and support our local hockey.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're just about done, Brendan.
We are, mate. But before we go, Blandy, I just want to say thank you for all your support over the last couple of years, mate. I've really enjoyed sitting in here and dribbling a bit with you every week.
Good fun. Likewise, mate. When we first, the idea was touted to do a weekly sport podcast and you were the man, mate. I've got to be honest with you. And I'm sure the listeners will know this anyway, but Brendan's done all the work basically with correlating all the information that we present to you, be it with all the international news and the local sport, of course. And I'm just going along for the ride, to be totally honest with you.
Blandy, you love sport as much as I do.
I do. But you are moving on to bigger and better things. As we mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, mate, you're the new sports reporter for 7 Local News, which is just going to be a magnificent feat. And I'm sure that you're going to love your work because you're doing what you enjoy.
Absolutely. I'm not leaving the local area and still covering local sport.
We should. There we go. There you go, mate. Just have a little sip of that.
I know I like a red, but I'll start with an aperitif.
Come on. It's the last one. So there you go. A big thanks to you, ladies and gentlemen, too, and to all our special guests that we've had throughout the how many episodes have we done here? Because I knew you were keeping count.
46.
46. See, if nothing else, we've done 46 episodes of this.
They wouldn't say, they said we wouldn't last longer than 10.
I think we said we wouldn't last longer than 10. Brendan Bowers, thanks, mate. All the best. You take care of yourself. I know you're not far away. So if I need to grab you at times and talk local sport, you're the man.
I'll be there, Blandy.
And remember,
our sport, our community.
Now that you're up to date, don't forget to add us to your favourites to keep it that way. The Whistleblowers Podcast.